Hey everyone, welcome back to The Come Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're feeling a little overwhelmed by all the emotions swirling around, trust me, you're not alone. In today's fast-paced world, it can feel like we're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and demands. It's enough to make anyone feel a little, well, out of control. But what if I told you there's a powerful philosophy that can help you navigate these choppy waters and find that inner peace? I'm talking about Stoicism. Now, before you roll your eyes and think Stoicism, isn't that all grumpy old men in togas, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming a robot. It's about developing emotional intelligence, the ability to understand and manage your emotions effectively. It's about recognizing that you can't control everything around you, but you can control how you react to it. So how does Stoicism help us develop this crucial skill? Let me break down 5 key takeaways. 1. Recognize what you can control. This is the cornerstone of Stoicism. It's about accepting that there are things in life we simply can't control, like other people's actions, traffic jams, or whether your favorite band releases new music anytime soon. Come on guys, where is the album? But what you can control is your own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Ever felt that frustrating sinking feeling when someone cuts you off in traffic? Stoicism teaches us to take a step back, acknowledge the emotion, and choose how we respond. Do we let it turn into road rage, or do we take a deep breath and remind ourselves that this one event doesn't define our day? 2. Focus on virtue. Stoics believe that true happiness comes from living a virtuous life, practicing qualities like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. It's about striving to be the best version of yourself, not chasing external validation or material possessions. Think about it. When you act with integrity, compassion, and strength, you feel a sense of inner fulfillment that no amount of likes or money can match. 3. Practice mindfulness. Stoicism emphasizes being present in the moment. It encourages us to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment, allowing them to come and go like clouds in the sky. You know that feeling when you're so caught up in your worries about tomorrow, or dwelling on yesterday, that you miss out on the beauty of today? Mindfulness helps us savor the present, appreciate the little things, and find joy in the everyday moments. 4. Embrace negative emotions. Now, this doesn't mean you should go around wallowing in misery. Stoicism teaches us to acknowledge our negative emotions without letting them control us. It's about understanding their roots, learning from them, and ultimately using them as opportunities for growth. Think of it like a muscle. The more you practice managing your emotions, the stronger you become. And remember, everyone feels negative emotions. It's part of being human. It's how we handle them that makes all the difference. 5. Seek wisdom. Stoicism encourages us to learn from wise individuals, both past and present. Read books, listen to podcasts, engage in meaningful conversations, surround yourself with people who inspire you and challenge you to grow. Remember, developing emotional intelligence is a lifelong journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But the rewards are worth it. When you cultivate inner peace and resilience, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace, clarity, and confidence. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by stress or anxiety. Maybe it was a big deadline at work, a conflict with a loved one, or even just the feeling of being constantly bombarded by information. Now, imagine approaching that situation with a calmer, more centered mindset. Stoicism can equip us to do just that. Let's say you're in a stressful meeting, and someone throws out a seemingly impossible request. Instead of panicking or getting defensive, you remember the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the challenge, and calmly offer a solution. See? It's about shifting your perspective and choosing how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. So, there you have it, 5 powerful ways to develop emotional intelligence through Stoic philosophy. Remember, you don't need to become a monk living on a mountaintop. You can apply these principles in your everyday life, one small step at a time. Remember that come within? It's waiting for you to discover it. Take what resonated with you today and put it into practice. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from this wisdom. And remember to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep seeking that inner calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.